listening to Old New Borrowed Blue on 2SER with your host, Joel Kassam.
Hello and welcome to a bit of a different edition of Old New Borrowed Blue. Today, the more important half of the program will be coming in live from Norway. The other less important half, of course, is still here in Sydney. Old New Borrowed Blue is a show where a special guest comes on and plays four songs of their choosing, and we discuss why they chose those tracks. As always, you can find us on 2SER.com and on iTunes. All right, let's see who we've got from Norway this week. Last week, in front of 12,000 football fans in California, the Australian women's football team, the Matildas, did us incredibly proud by, let's face it, smashing Brazil 6-1 in the inaugural Tournament of Nations. And joining me now, all the way from Norway, one of the stars of the tournament, Aussie midfielder, Chloe Lagazo. Welcome, Chloe.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. You've obviously had... This has been a big few weeks for you, right?
Of course it has. It's always busy for us.
Yeah. Can you tell us about the last few weeks with the Tournament of Nations?
Yeah, of course. So I was lucky enough to get out of Norway, the cold, and head to America, where it was a little bit hotter. We played three games. First game was against America, second was against Japan, and third was against Brazil. And it was the first tournament that I've played that we've actually won some silverware. So it's something I'm always going to remember. And yeah, hopefully we can bring it home in the games in September.
How was the weather over in America when you were playing?
Oh my god, it was so much hotter than here. Yeah, it was probably like the same as back home. So I think it was like 25 to 30 degrees around the tournament. So definitely not anywhere as hot as it does get, like cold as it does get here in Norway. So it was a temperature change.
Yeah, how do you find playing in the heat?
I feel like my body does not adapt to the heat as it does to the cold. Don't know why, but yeah.
So now that you've you won the Tournament of Nations, where does that put the Matildas in the world rankings?
I think we're sitting around 6th or 7th. I know that we moved up a spot from our last tournament in Portugal. So yeah, we're definitely on the way up. So we just need to be more consistent. So consistency was one thing that we've been aiming for, and I think the last tournament with winning all three games is showing it a little bit, so hopefully we can keep up with it.
Is the USA world number one?
Yes, they're still ranked number one.
Okay, and you beat them, didn't you? It was 1-0.
Yes, we did.
Yes.
So it was a very good win for us. It's the first time we've ever beaten America. So hopefully we can become a more consistent team, because obviously they're number one in the world because they're still consistent over a very long period of time. So we're just going to take a note out of their book and hopefully keep going from there so we can, you know, hopefully nudge them off the number one list. And yeah.
Awesome. We spoke about Brazil just before. The last time you played Brazil was quite an interesting game, wasn't it? Because it was heartbreaking, let's be honest.
It was. It was obviously heartbreaking, but it's still one of the pinnacles of my career, being able to play in front of a football nation of 65,000 people, obviously in the Olympics, which is the most prestigious tournament in the world, and being fortunate enough to score a goal in that game as well, but obviously it has to be one of my lowest points in my career as well, so it's a high and a low, so a win and a loss, but
yeah,
very, very good memory for me.
Let's get into your first song, your old song. What have you chosen for us today?
Yeah. So I love an Australian artist. His name is Ziggy Alberts. I'm not sure if like many people really know him. He's kind of like a folk music player, and it's him and his guitar, and I love him so much. And my song is Gone. So yeah, hopefully everyone likes it.
As the sun goes down, it's another day lost for now. And I wonder where you woke up this morning, cause it's just last night, but all your kisses, it's just a touch, but all your lips. And she was was beautiful. And we put our hands up to the sky, screamed the lyrics loud, not shy. Then you put your hand in mine, and well, they fell perfectly together. But she looks like Pocahontas, but she wears these high top sneakers with a button up. She's so windy, but she's really beautiful. She's beautiful. And she grabbed me closer, so I said, well, hypothetically, theoretically, and well, she said nothing. And well, she kissed me instead as the sun starts to rise and the twilight dies. Then she kissed me for the last time, and she was golden, golden as the daylight comes, and I'll probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes, and I'll probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes, and I'll probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes in. Well, I've fallen in love and I won't pretend. Thing, but that is the thing, cause I don't know if I want you to hear this song. Would you sing along? Would you turn it off or turn it up? Would you learn the lyrics and come see me the next morning? Because I don't know what I want or what you want. But the thing is, she looks like Pocahontas, but she wears these high-top sneakers with a button-up. She's a windy, but she's really beautiful. She's beautiful. And she grabbed me closer, so I said, well, hypothetically, theoretically, and well, she said nothing. And well, she kissed me instead as the sun starts to rise in the twilight night. Is thin. She kissed me for the last time, and she was golden, golden as the daylight comes. Probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes, and I'll probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes, and I'll probably never see her again. Golden, golden as the daylight comes, and well,
Yes, that was Gone by Ziggy Alberts. The songs today are chosen by my special guest out of Norway, Australian soccer player Chloe Legazo. Sorry. Let's go to the beginning. Where did you grow up and when did you start playing football?
I grew up in a small place called West Bennet Hills, just near Castle Hill in Sydney, Australia. And I started playing football when I was 5 years old. I have a twin brother that I used to play with, and my dad used to be the coach. And we used to just walk down to the park and... yeah, it's a really good memory of mine, and I'm the only one that plays soccer now, so yeah, it's great.
Your brother didn't want to follow in your footsteps?
Not at all.
No.
He went and did his own thing. He plays hockey now, so yeah.
Okay, so a sporting family then?
Yeah, kind of. I'm the only one that really kept up with sport. He goes to uni, and my other sister just is a full-time worker, so... I'm
okay.
The only one living the dream, drinking coffees.
Now, your first W League game was in 2011, I think, and you only played like two games.
I signed an injury contract.
Okay.
Year, so I actually wasn't meant to play. Someone got injured and I got signed up just to replace them.
So that was 2011, and then 2 years later you made your debut for Australia.
Yes.
So that's a pretty big jump. How did that happen?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure, actually. It was when Hesterine was around, so our old Matilda's coach, and she just called me up into camp one day, and it was against China, and I really didn't expect to be getting on at any point, and we were winning the game, and she just said, go warm up, and before I knew it, I was, like, warming up and getting on, so... yeah,
just
I made
like
my
that.
Debut in 2013, just like that.
I think it was in 2014 you headed over to America to play out a season.
Yeah, I did a 3-month stint in the W League in America, which is just like the second division underneath, well, the first division underneath the pro leagues.
Right.
So I was 18 at the time, and I think it was like a big stepping stone for me to actually realize that I wanted to do football, and to grow up as well, because I lived out of home, and it was a great experience. Came home and I had a good W League season, and
yeah,
just kicked the start of my career.
Did you come home with like a special award?
Yeah, I got Rookie of the Year. Yeah, so I had fun while I was over there. I probably played the best football I've played while I was there, and it was a massive learning curve. So, and I came home with a trophy. So
yeah,
yeah, couldn't be happier.
That's amazing. In the introduction, I said you're a midfielder. Is that the only position you play, or have you played other positions?
I play other positions. I play left wing, also for the national team. So for the qualifications for the Olympics, I only played left wing, and then when it came to the Olympics, Dad decided that I'd play midfield. He put me as right back, so I've never played right back in my life. And then against Zimbabwe, he decided, you know, you can go right back. So I played right back for the first time in an international game in the Olympics. So that was fun.
That's a great way to start, isn't it? Just, I would just throw you in the deep end.
Throw me in the deep end.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So what would be your favourite? What's your preferred position?
I think I like... definitely like the midfield, just because I can run for days
in
the midfield. But I don't know, I think I've gotten to know my role so well in left wing that I kind of like that, just out of comfort.
Okay.
So, yeah, both of them.
Have there been any games that you can remember that were standout games for you?
As a performance or just as a memory?
Either. Maybe as a memory?
Memory, yeah. I think it was 2012, 2013 season that I was with Sydney FC and we won the W League. And I hadn't really played that much that season. And Dad just said to me, oh, Chloe, I'm going to start you. So I started the grand final and I ended up coming off injured. But yeah, that has to be a good memory of mine because I just remember us winning it and that was a really good feeling.
Yeah.
And then probably the first game against Japan. In Japan for the qualifications, same thing. I wasn't really playing in the Matildas, and Dad came up to me and said that I was starting due to Sam being injured, and that kick-started a really good tournament for me. I think that was one of my best performances at an international level. And then obviously at the Olympics, I can't top any of the games, but all of the games were as important and memorable.
Yeah. When you were at the Olympics, because it's you got a yellow card, didn't you?
Yeah, but I can't remember what for.
Like, well, I think it doesn't matter because not many people can say they've been to the Olympics and also got a yellow card.
Yeah, I'm a bit of an aggressive player, so aggressive and reckless, so I guess so.
All right, let's have a listen to your new song. What have you gone with and why?
My new song is Macklemore and Glorious. So I only heard this through Ellie Carpenter, my really good friend in the Matildas. So, yeah, I have had it on repeat ever since she showed it to me. It's a great song.
All right, here's a bit of Macklemore with Glorious.
You know I'm back like I never left.
I never left.
Another sprint, another step.
Another step.
Another day, another breath.
Another breath.
Been chasing dreams, but I never slept.
I never slept.
Got a new attitude and a lease on life as a peace of mind. Seeking to find, I can sleep when I die. Want a piece of the pie, got the keys to the ride and shit. I'm straight. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Get up my way. I'm running late. What can I say? I heard you die twice. Once when they bury you in the grave. And the second time is the last time that somebody mentions your name. So when I leave here on this earth, did I take more than I gave? Did I look out for the people? Or did I do it all for fame? Legend is Exodus, searching for euphoria. Judging through the mud to find the present, no ignoring us. Got 20,000 deep off in the street like we some warriors. My mama told me never bow your head.
Whoa. I feel glorious, glorious. Got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this. It's who I am, I could have again. I made it through the darkest part of the night. And now I see the sun.
boy got bars. Okay, okay, yes I do. I said amen and hallelujah, let me testify to another morning, a morning. Won't let self get in my way. I got my breath, I got my faith, and I remember why I came.
I feel glorious, glorious. Got a chance to start again. I was born for this, born for this. It's who I am, I could have been. I made it through the darkest part of the night, and now I see the sunrise. Now I feel glorious, glorious. I feel glorious, glorious. We gon' be alright, put that on my life. When I open my eyes, hope I see you shine. We're planting our flag, they don't understand. The world is up for grabs. We gon' be alright.
Yes, that's Macklemore there with Glorious. It's really hard not to like Macklemore. He's a very, very talented singer and rapper. I'm actually quite a big fan. Good choice. So how are you finding living in Norway?
It's great. It's, I lived in Sweden last year, so it's pretty similar to Sweden.
Yeah.
But I love Europe. It's so beautiful. Norway is so beautiful. It keeps us active and always outside. Yeah, it's just a little bit colder than home, so.
Yeah, and it's summer over there, but still cooler than it is here.
Yeah, all my friends have been messaging me, and they've been sending me photos of like 25 degrees and still at the beach, and I'm in the middle of summer, and it's 11 degrees and raining.
But still, it's Norway. Like, it's a beautiful part of the world.
It is. I've seen some amazing things here and been on some amazing hikes, so I can't complain.
So who's your team over there?
Avaldsnes. I think that's how you pronounce it. still on the rocks. I've been here about 5 months and I still can't get the name right.
Okay. Is your team made up of like all different nationalities? How do you speak any Norwegian, or is it just, how does it work?
I can say thank you and like thanks for the ride and for the food and everything, like, but I cannot hold a conversation to save my life.
Right.
But yeah, we're very multicultural. I live with 6 other people and 4 Brazilians and another Australian. So we have an American in our team and everyone speaks English. So
yeah,
it's great. There's no boundaries when it comes to that. But yeah. It's pretty easy over here. It's an easy life.
How are you guys going?
Good. We actually have a game tonight. So we're just hanging out in a cafe right now, our favourite cafe.
Yeah.
Before the game. So it should be good. We've got some stuff coming up. We are going to Montenegro next week for a tournament for the Champions League.
And okay.
Then, yeah. So busy.
Is there a team you follow? Do you support anyone?
Like, kind of. I say I support Chelsea.
Okay.
But I really like CrossFit, so kind of staying out of football. But to go on to another thing, CrossFit's like, I have my best friend's a CrossFitter, so we just finished watching the CrossFit games and her training partner competed in it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about growing up? Who did you sort of look up to as a sports person?
So I'm Italian. My father's sides from Italy, so Maradona,
yeah,
is the biggest one I'm thinking, just because, yeah, my family definitely love football. But yeah, so he was like a god growing up. But yeah.
What about now? Do you have anyone
that I look up to?
Yeah.
I had girls growing up when I was a little bit little, and now I play with them, so it's really cool.
Yeah.
To play in the same team as them. But yeah, I don't know, like. Being a player now, I don't really look up to anyone, but I do like to respect people. So I don't know if that's me being a little bit rude, but...
No, yeah. Not at all. I mean, you're at the highest level. It's sort of, it's hard to find someone. I don't know. It's a tough question, I think. What about your training schedule? You obviously play over in Norway. I'm not even going to try to pronounce your team name. And you play for Newcastle back here. What's the training schedule like?
So for the minute here, we train every day. And we only have one day off. So it varies depending on what day we play it. So tonight we're playing a Friday. But normally we do double days with training on the field and in the gym. And then we do some extras as well. But I'm currently injured, so I'm just hitting the gym all the time.
Okay.
Well, with the national team, the load's so heavy. Double days in camp every day we go in. But yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
Very cool.
Most of the time we just sit around and drink coffee.
That's the best practice, I think. Have you ever captained a team?
Yeah, I was the captain of my under-20s.
The Australian team. Side.
So, yes.
Right.
So, we didn't qualify for the World Cup, but I was lucky enough to captain them going into China. So, that was a privilege as well.
Yeah, how did you find that? Was it all the extra work?
It was good. Like, I think I really enjoy stresses like that or loads like that. I think I take responsibility and all of that thing, but I don't know, all the girls are pretty young, so I don't know, it came kind of natural.
Okay, so what's a typical weekend like for Chloe? What do you like to do when there's no soccer on, football on, sorry, I'm so used to saying soccer, there's no football on, what are you doing?
At home?
At home or even over there. I guess you probably wouldn't get much time over there.
Yeah, over here, so today I'm not playing, so this is a typical day where I'm not doing anything. Today we woke up, I cleaned the house because I'm compulsive cleaner. I cleaned the house and we just came to the cafe. We've literally been here for 4 hours and I've just been doing some sketching. So I really like to draw. Not really good at it, but I really like to draw to take my mind off things, and I guess it's a little hobby of mine. So, yeah.
Okay, and what if you were back here?
I was back there. I don't know. I like to do a lot of things. I live like pretty close to the city, and I just bought a new bike. So I've only been on it twice, and I would love to ride it more around the city. But I don't know. I love finding new cafes. So I think hunting for cafes I'd be doing if I was at home.
Let's listen to your borrowed song now. What have you gone with?
Sam Hunt. I know it's a new song as well, but it's my borrowed song from my girlfriend. So she's in love with it and just got to get some country music in. So Body Like a Back Road.
Got a girl from the south side, got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, man, I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number, and it took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back row, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. Why she fitting them blue jeans? She don't need turn them inside out, I don't need no help. Got hips like honey, so thick and so sweet. There ain't no curves like her on them downtown streets. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. We're out here in the boondocks with the breeze and the birds. Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on hers. On the highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there. Every inch is a mile.
body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Do 15 and 30, I ain't in no hurry. I'ma take it slow, just as fast as I can. I'ma take it slow.
Chloe, what advice would you give to any young boys or girls who are listening who are thinking, you know what, I want to try and make it in football?
My advice would be persistent, even if someone tells you that you're not good enough. It's definitely my motto because that was me as a little kid. So don't let anyone tell you what you can't do and can do, and only set your own goals and achieve them.
That's great. What about other sports? Did you ever play anything else, or did you want to play anything else?
I think I was too occupied with soccer. I did some swimming when I was a kid, but got over chlorine. And then my brother played Oz Tag, so I just went down and played a few games, but it never really stuck. And then I did some karate when there was rain days at soccer. But definitely soccer's always been there, and I've never wanted to leave it, so I think I would pick up another sport after my soccer career, but no, nothing as a kid.
Well, I was going to ask you, what are your plans after soccer or football? What do you want to do? Do you want to get into coaching or...?
I think I would enjoy coaching, but it wouldn't be my primary thing. I gave up soccer for a few months a couple of years ago, and I did landscaping as a job. So it's a bit random, but I really enjoyed it. So I was doing a horticulture course, and I finished, actually stopped doing that just before the Olympics. So I should probably pick that up again. But yeah, I don't know. I'm a landscaper. I like hard work, so.
Yeah, you like to get your hands dirty.
That will occupy my time. Definitely use all my energy if I'm not playing soccer.
You've obviously been all over the world now. Is there somewhere you want to live or?
Yeah, I definitely want to have kids overseas and live in Europe. I just think I love the lifestyle over here, and yeah, I don't know. I just don't know when it will be, but I currently technically live overseas at the moment now. But yeah, I'm never home long enough. So I feel like I don't actually live anywhere.
Yeah, you sort of, the world is your home. You can just do what you like.
Pick up and leave and go anywhere.
You are living the dream. Chloe, you've done more than any of us could ever dream of, and you're only like 22 years old. Thank you so much for coming on Old New Borough Blue today, and all the way from Norway for the first time. This has been awesome for me. It's really great and makes me very jealous. Congratulations again on the Tournament of Nations. We're all very proud of you. And thank you for coming on. It's time for your blue song.
Thank you so much. My blue song is Jessie J, Who You Are. It is a very deep song for me. It's my favourite song, so I hope everyone likes it.
Thank you very much, Chloe.
I stare at my reflection in the mirror. Why am I doing this to myself? Losing my mind on a tiny error. I nearly left the real me on the shelf. True to who you are. I forgot what to do to fit the mold, yeah. The more I try, the less it's working. Yeah.